this time?
This was the Siege of Mandalore. We had parted ways by now.
Looks intense.
It was.
You did well. You're a warrior now, as I trained you to be.
Is that all?
Ahsoka, within you will be everything I am. All the knowledge I possess. Just as I inherited knowledge from my master, and he from his. We're part of a legacy.
But my part of that legacy is one of death and war.
But you're more than that. Because I'm more than that.
You are more, Anakin.
All right, welcome back to another episode of the Beard Speaks podcast. All right, today on the Beard Speaks podcast, we're going to talk Star Wars, man. I'm very excited about a lot of different Star Wars, you know, stuff out there, right? And I guess it is the question, is too much Star Wars really too much Star Wars? I don't know. We'll see. But again, thank you guys all for checking out the show. I want to do a quick little shout out to some of the people out there listening in Ashburn, Virginia. What's up? Austin, Texas. Evanston, Illinois. What's happening? Knoxville, Tennessee. Niles, Illinois. Dallas, Texas. Wichita, Kansas. Schaumburg, Illinois. What's up, Schaumburg? Denver, North Carolina. Madison Heights, Michigan. Who else do we got here? Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. What's up, Myrtle Beach? Cary, Illinois. Odessa, Florida. Amsterdam, North Holland. What's up, North Holland? What's happening, guys? We got Park Ridge, Illinois. Chaplin, Minnesota. Cincinnati, Ohio. Seattle, Washington. What's up, Seattle? Spring Grove, Illinois. Barrington, Illinois. Orchard City, Colorado. Wake Forest, North Carolina. Cedar Lake, Indiana. Springfield, Pennsylvania. Calgary, Alberta. Wausau, Wisconsin, Tacoma, Washington, Auburn, Washington. Guys, thank you so much for checking out the show. I really do appreciate it. And remember, go to www.thebeardspeakspodcast.com and check us out on all the socials, man. Links are all there. We're on, is it Twitter? Is it X now? God knows. Go check us out there. You know, I've been doing a lot of content lately on TikTok and on my Instagram. Now, I know I'm new to all that video stuff, but I've been checking out some new products and just kind of giving you guys reviews on different things like that. And it's just no nonsense, simple reviews. So go there, check that out, see what you think, share it with your friends, and send me a message. Email me at thebeardspeakspodcast@gmail.com and let me know what you guys want to hear. So let's get to the topic at hand. Yeah, man, Star Wars. Now, this was the big one that we just heard. If you guys have been watching, Ahsoka Tano. The eerie music.
Master?
I didn't expect to see you so soon.
And there it was. So how cool was that to see Hayden Christensen back as Anakin Skywalker? So, again, you know, this guy got a lot of shit for playing Anakin back in the prequels, right? So it kind of sucks when you got an icon like Darth Vader, and then someone comes to you and says, okay, you're going to be playing Darth Vader. I mean, look at what happened to the little kid that played Anakin. I've got it right now. His name escapes me, but you know, I just read a story the other day on this, and I mean, how it ruined his childhood. He's got some kind of, you know, mental issues right now, and he just got bullied and whatnot. I mean, you got to play Darth Vader, man. I mean, how cool, you know, Phantom Menace comes out. And again, there was a huge backlash with the prequel trilogy and how, you know, how they were presented. And I mean, Jar Jar Binks, I mean, who forgets that? Like, what is this, right? You know, and then you got Lucas coming out going, hey, Star Wars is for kids and, you know, that type of thing. And yeah, hey, look, you know, Star Wars is for kids, but again, it's also for everybody. And that's my feel on it. But, you know, as far as the original trilogy, Phantom Menace had its moments, man. I mean, Darth Maul, again, a character that nobody wanted to see die off so quickly, right? He could have been an amazing character throughout the original trilogy. But again, it wasn't a story of Darth Maul. It was a story of Anakin Skywalker, you know, becoming Darth Vader. And that was the point of the trilogy. But the Phantom, the end, that battle, man, with Maul, with Darth Maul, that's epic. I mean, I could just watch that part over and over again. So that was cool, you know. Attack of the Clones, decent, you know. I mean, there was some good stuff in the prequel trilogy, but not obviously as good as the original trilogy. That's just something that maybe because of my generation and because I grew up watching it, it's a little bit different. I don't know what to tell you. But I guess my question at hand is, what's going on with Disney Plus? What's going on with all this new Star Wars content? Are you guys digging it? I mean, like I said, I was excited to see Hayden Christian back. I thought, you know, apart with some of the love story he had, you know, in the prequel trilogy, and he kind of sappy and, you know, portrayed as kind of, you know, but I mean, I guess that's part of the story. And if you go back and watch it now, you can kind of see how that led him to fall into the dark side, right? And become Darth Vader, because he fell so hard for Padme and fell so hard for her, you know, and then she passes and now he loses his mind, right? And turns to the dark side. So, but it was really cool to see in Ahsoka Tano that, you know, that how he, or it's just called Ahsoka, whatever, in this new series, to see him coming back. He looks great. I mean, he played that Darth Vader Anakin crossover, and how cool was it to see him with, you know, light up that lightsaber red and just kind of go, you know, and kind of complete her training. It was really cool. It was really cool to see, and I really dig what they're doing with some of these series. Now, you know, like, Boba Fett was a cool series. You know, the Book of Boba Fett was pretty cool. Everybody wanted to see Boba Fett. But it almost feels like Disney Plus is just throwing so much shit out there, you know, because it's what, I don't know, what fans wanted to see and what they wanted to, kind of see what happened to Boba Fett and these different characters. Now, the Obi-Wan Kenobi series, man, what do you guys think about that one? Now, to me, that was pretty cool. It was nice to see, you know, Obi-Wan and kind of that storyline in between, and when he was watching Luke Skywalker as a little kid. And I think we should get more of that, right? That was really cool. And then seeing him fight Darth Vader, I mean, that's just, you know, more of that epic Vader at his prime, you know. That's something we never saw, because not only was the technology really not there in the original, you know, trilogy in Return of the Jedi and Empire Strikes Back. I mean, when you saw him in A New Hope, you know, and originally when you're a little kid or, you know, whatnot, just on the screen, just back in the day, right? Because the technology was just coming out there, right? And Lucas really brought that to life, and just seeing a menace like Darth Vader on the screen with that James Earl Jones voice. I mean, just amazing, right? One of the greatest villains of all time, you know. But to see him now with the technology that they have now, to show Vader really unleashed as the badass that he was, the badass Sith that he really was, that's really cool to see. And, you know, and seeing that, a little bit of that in Obi-Wan, but just now in Ahsoka, just watch. I mean, it's almost a teaser, man. We want to see more of that. You know, we only got that little bit, and I know just from reading some message boards and just kind of going online and seeing what's going on the internet, I can see that it was like a huge spark, right? And now a lot of people want to see a whole series of, you know, a live action with Hayden Christian coming back as Anakin Skywalker in kind of the Clone Wars with Ahsoka. And I think that would be kind of cool. the cartoon, like I said, it was nice and stuff, you know, and I dug it. I watched it. I believe I probably have that on DVD, you know, but there's, like I said, there's so much stuff out there now that it's kind of saturating, and they got some, you know, just, I don't know. The Mandalorian, I'm digging, you know, I'm really digging The Mandalorian, and I like Andor. I think was a really good series, but like, what really feels like Star Wars? That's the question. Like, so the Obi-Wan series really felt Star Wars to me, right? Where, like, hey, I'm home. I'm back in the Star Wars universe, you know? Book of Boba Fett, yeah, it was. It was pretty good, you know? I think Andor really kind of crossed into that, into the Star Wars. I mean, it really felt Star Wars. Some of the series, like Mandalorian, kind of didn't do it for me at first. I mean, it's a pretty good series, but what really feels like Star Wars, or maybe it's just my opinion of the original trilogy and kind of bringing those things back when we're watching, you know, Ahsoka, I've been digging the series because it really does feel like Star Wars to me, you know? So those are some of the things Filoni is doing. They're really nailing it and knocking it out of the park. So I like Mandalorian, you know, I wouldn't put it on my top, but I think it turned into a good series. I like to see Luke in there. You know, the little baby Yoda thing is what it is. Grogu, you know, it was cute, you know? So again, it's like, you know, how did people get pissed off at, The Phantom Menace and having Jar Jar Binks, you know, and, you know, but not get pissed off at having a baby Yoda. Maybe baby Yoda's better. I don't know. We'll take a poll, right? If you guys think baby Yoda is better than, or Grogu is better than, you know, Jar Jar, then, you know, shoot that out to me. But I think that the series that they're doing and they're coming up with is, you know, it's good, but it's like you don't want to saturate everything with all these cartoons and things like that. They're also coming up with. So I'm flipping through here on Disney Plus, and I see like Bad Batch. I kind of tried watching that. I don't know. Tales of the Jedi. I haven't even looked at that cartoon. They got another Star Wars. I don't know, what's this one here? They got Star Wars, Terrifying Tales. You know, there's a lot of stuff for little kids on here. And I don't know what they're trying to do. Is just maybe just, I mean, just more Star Wars content. I don't know, you know. But there's a lot of stuff that's on here that's stinkers. You know, like Solo. Like, what was that? You know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, that seemed to be, that could have been a great movie, but it just really didn't speak to me. I think one of the best new Star Wars movies that really wasn't part of any trilogy was Rogue One. And if you can agree with that, we're all on the same page. Rogue One was an amazing story that really needed to be told. That was something that, I mean, wow. The ending, of course, with Leia and stuff like that. Now that was just, what a seamless transition to go into A New Hope, right? But Rogue One was an amazing story because there was no, you know, you killed off the heroes, you know, who does, spoiler alert, you killed off the heroes, you know, that is something that really is never done, you know, in movies like this. So Rogue One really told an amazing story that I never thought you can get this whole movie about just getting the plans to the Death Star. I mean, that's just something that's mentioned briefly, you know, in A New Hope, and boom, we got a whole movie. And that was just brilliant to me. You know, when you go into The Last Jedi and, you know, Rise of Skywalker, and those two were just kind of, I don't know. I think Snoke was a huge letdown. Right? I think everyone knows The Force Awakens was just an amazing, you know, it was the lead up to that was amazing. Everybody wanted to see something new. They all did, you know, I mean, we all did. We all wanted to see more Star Wars. But I think now, like with Disney taking over again, like my original question is, all this Star Wars just too much Star Wars? You know, I mean, I think if you tell the stories right and you really put the time and effort into putting Star Wars universe into a neat little package that really feels like you're in the Star Wars universe, you're good to go, you know? And there's so many stories that could be told. They keep talking about they want to get away from the Skywalker storyline, but now I'm hearing rumors that, you know, some of the new Star Wars movies that are going to be coming out are still, you know, kind of continuing that Skywalker legacy. I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, it's neither here or there, I guess. I mean, I'm not a big fan of the new trilogy, you know, The Force Awakens and on. Force Awakens had amazing moments. But again, you know, when Kylo Ren took that mask off, you're like, dude, what is this guy? You know what I mean? It's just not menacing, right? I mean, he wasn't the Darth Vader. He wasn't the villain. I mean, that's, again, when I go back and say how, you know, they really made an amazing impact with Vader as a villain for three movies. Kylo Ren was not that. Not at all. He was a spoiled little brat that was just pissed off. So the newer movies just kind of seem, I don't want to, no pun intended, forced. Okay. They just seemed forced. If anyone else has that same opinion, man, let me know. Right. I mean, it just kind of seemed forced, and there's nothing worse than, you know, waiting so long for a new, you know, beloved universe coming back, a new story. And it just seems like, this is what you're giving us. I don't know. Great moments. Chewie, we're home, right? I mean, that was an amazing moment. There was a lot of fan service, obviously, in The Force Awakens. I mean, you're making you wait for Luke Skywalker, the whole nine yards, you know. I wasn't a huge fan of Rey. I don't know. I mean, her storyline just kind of, you know, but again, the storyline is just a little out there for me. I'm not really attached to her story as you are as Luke Skywalker. I mean, when you brought in Luke Skywalker in the original trilogy, there was a lot around the Clone Wars, and you got his father died. You know, there's a whole, you know, mystery around Luke Skywalker and the whole Star Wars original trilogy, right? So the thing is, you're going to hear, is that the Death Star moving in close to the Earth? I don't know. What is that noise? So these are the perks of living near an airport. So there, it's gone. So my whole opinion again on Rey's story is just not. It doesn't pull you in, right? It just doesn't pull you in. I don't know. It just doesn't give. It doesn't give me the same feeling that Luke Skywalker's story did and makes you want to continue. Now, one of the most awesome moments in Star Wars for me, it wasn't like my original watch of the trilogy when I was a kid and anything like that, but it was when I was watching it with my daughter. So there was a time where, you know, she was really young, you know, and I watched all these, you know, goofy kids shows, and I was like, man, you're so done as a parent. You're like, I'm done watching this stuff. I'm like, hey, you know, I want you to watch this movie. It's got a princess in it. Boom, hooked, right? So we're watching, and in the moment where, you know, Luke and Vader are fighting, and he turns to him and says, you know, I am your father, right? The look on my daughter's face, and she looks at me and goes, Dark Vader is Luke's father? It's amazing. It was a little, really little at the time. But it was like watching it for the first time, but through a kid's eyes. Like, it just a surprise, you know. So going through Force Awakens and the new trilogy, you really don't have that moment. You don't have that I'm your father moment, right? You don't have these big, you know, reveal. I mean, okay, so Kylo Ren's, Han Solo's kid. Yeah, I mean, it just didn't really, you know, it was almost, again, like it felt like it was forced and they had to put something in like that. And, you know, just, I don't know, didn't do it for me. But again, these new series, they're picking up some cool storylines and bringing them back and putting them into these into these little mini series or if they're just a couple of seasons, whatever it is, I think they're doing it really good. Now, Rebels was cool. I watched it. I really dug the storyline. Ahsoka got pulled in with Rebels. You got a little bit of Darth Vader in Rebels, which was awesome. So now with Ahsoka having some of these characters, it is kind of a play off of that, you know, off of that cartoon, which I dug. So I'm liking it, and I'm liking the story. And again, that's why it kind of feels Star Wars to me. So it does feel like we're still in that universe, and it's not really a forced universe or a forced storyline. I mean, to me, it looks like it's kind of moving along in the right path. So I'm kind of digging Ahsoka. I really would like to see some more Obi-Wan. Boba Fett, you know, it's a cool character. I mean, great. I mean, everyone loved Boba Fett, but I think it lost that whole mystery by putting more Boba Fett. I don't know. I don't like it. I think it was better left alone, but I know they did it for the fans probably. And that's just, you know, it's one of them things. I think Boba Fett should have been left alone as a mystery, and he would have just been a cool character that was out there, and that's that. But, tell me what you guys think. I really dig the new Ahsoka. I dug, you know, Obi-Wan. I want to see some more of that. I don't want to see any more Boba Fett. I'd love to see some more Andor, so I can't kind of wait to see what's going to happen with those guys. But the cartoons, I'm kind of, you know, enough with the Legos and all that guys. I'm not following any of that. You know, Bad Batch, again, I kind of lost it after a couple episodes. I would probably go back and watch the Clone Wars again. Like I said, I did dig that series, but I don't know. There's just too much. I mean, there's one out there I see here. It's called Summer Vacation with Vader and the Emperor on a beach, and it's Legos. That's ridiculous. What are we doing with that? Young Jedi Adventures, you know, that's for little kids too, I'm guessing. You know, it's Disney. So it's kind of like, you know, Disney takes over Marvel and Star Wars and things like that, and they just kind of, I don't know, they cheese things up, and it kind of loses that original. Because if you really think about the old days where Lucas was making movies and making films, you know, it was breakthrough, right? Or something different, something nobody else was doing, and nothing was really oversaturated. Back then, it was just more the books, right? And I never really got into the books. I read a couple of them, you know, but I really didn't, you know, I really didn't get it. And thank God, because now, you know, Disney takes over and they throw all that stuff out and it's not canon anymore. So if you read the books, they're good stories, but they're just not canon. You know, I guess, you know, spoiler alert, Chewie didn't die by having a planet thrown at him or a moon thrown at him. So I don't know, you know, but anyway, I don't know, guys, that's it. That's it for today's Star Wars rant. I mean, I love Star Wars. Oh, I've always been a fan of Star Wars. Again, the original, if I'm going to rank, the original trilogy will always be number one, you know, then following with the prequels. With all the problems the prequels had, you know, I do dig them for moments, right? There's a lot of cool moments. And then, you know, the new trilogy, I'm just kind of really not into it. I have a hard time going back, like, you know, when you watch Lord of the Rings or you watch, you know, Rocky and you watch all these movies and you're like, hey, man, I'm going to have like a Rocky day. I'm going to watch binge watch all my movies and, you know, have like, I always call it Rocky Fest, right? Just watch all my Rocky movies. I can't do that with Star Wars new trilogy. I don't know if I could sit through them again. I don't know. Maybe I try, you know, just to force myself, but I don't know. But I do dig, like I said, I do dig Ahsoka. I do dig the Mandalorian series. It's good, but I do want to see some more Obi-Wan. That's cool. But I don't know. You guys tell me what you guys think and, you know, kind of see what's happening with the Star Wars universe, man. All right. So again, if you guys dig my show, share it with your friends and go to www.thebeardspeakspodcast.com. And you can check us out at all our socials there, man. And where, if you ask, can you see the Beard Speaks Podcast? go on to YouTube. I got tons of videos on YouTube. I got tons of videos on TikTok. And I got tons of videos coming out on Instagram. I try to put the same ones out there, but some longer ones on YouTube. So check us out on YouTube and see exactly, you know, what we're all about. And you'll love it for sure. Now, where can you hear the Beard Speaks podcast? I can't even say the name of my show. It's getting late out here, guys. So check us out on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Podcast Index, Overcast, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Podcast Addict. Try to say that one more time real slow. Castro, Castbox, Podchaser, Pocket Cast, Deezer, Listen Notes, Player FM, Got Good Pods, and Pod Friends. Jesus, man, I made through the whole thing. Oh, gosh. All right, guys. So send me an email at thebeardspeakspodcast@gmail.com. We will see you again very shortly. God bless, man. Love you guys. And thank you for listening to the show.